for reaching out to the community. I'm Derek Bullard. Today we shine a spotlight on the bright minds and inspiring stories shaping the future. Today we're thrilled to introduce to you Mateo Jarquin, a young innovator whose groundbreaking creation is turning heads, a robotic hand that can move just like a real one, reacting in real time. Sounds like something out of Iron Man? Well, you're not far off. We started our conversation by asking Mateo when he knew he was onto something special.
Well, you see, I'd been working on this code for weeks, and on paper, everything was supposed to work. But it wasn't until I finally wired all of the circuits together and saw a real motor move in sync with my finger movements that it hit me. It actually felt like building Iron Man tech, something that I could control from a distance, like the Force, except you don't have to wear a glove or anything like the technology that exists today. So that was the moment I knew I was onto something real.
It was a spark of that first movement that launched what Mateo would soon call Flex, a fully functional remote-controlled robotic hand. But what exactly is Flex, and how did it come to life?
So Flex stands for Fully Leveraged ExoHand. It's a project that I made completely from scratch using 3D printing technology, and I did all of the coding myself as well. So the actual robotic hand uses a camera, like the one I have placed on my shoulder. He's a little camera robot that I named Pico, but it can be any camera from anywhere. So that means that you could be controlling this robotic hand from across the world using nothing but a camera. It works by placing these trackers on your joints and on your fingertips using the camera information, and then it calculates the distance between your joints and your fingertips. And this calculated distance gets transformed into a physical movement on my 3D printed robotic hand so that it can respond to your movements in real time.
Absolutely incredible. A hand built from scratch, controlled by a camera from anywhere on the planet. But this wasn't just a weekend project. Mateo's journey started years ago, and it's evolved significantly since.
Well, 2 years ago, I had started to create a prototype inspired by an Iron Man hand that I actually was able to wear on my own hand. It was just a personal project. It was nothing technical per se, but the idea of controlling something so robotic was really fascinating. It made me wonder, what if I could control it without the need to wear it? So I made a prototype hand, and then this year I decided to jump back into the project and really fleshed out every single limitation of my prototype to create Flex.
And Flex isn't just cool. It could serve real-world purposes far beyond our imagination. So we asked Mateo, if his robotic hand could go on one mission today, what would it be?
I think that if I had to pick one mission for my robotic hand to be sent onto, for it to be developed further for, it would probably be to assist in surgery. The precision, control, responsiveness of this technology that I created could make a real difference in delicate operations where steady, exact movements are everything. I think it would be incredible to see this kind of tech help save lives, especially in the operating room or in countries that don't have access to surgery.
With that vision in mind, Mateo decided to take Flex to the next level by entering it in a regional science competition. And what happened next is a kind of story that makes us proud.
Well, I entered my project into the Expo Science Regional Fair. If your school doesn't do a science fair, you're also able to enter it into the Expo Science system, and they will review your project and then accept you based on the qualifications. I created a written report for my project, presented it at the regionals in front of quite a few judges in my field, and they decided that my project was worthy enough to go on to the next level, where I competed in the Super Expo Science provincially. So these were from all the projects across Quebec. And the robotic hand is exactly what earned me this major scholarship from the University of Quebec Network, covering my studies from bachelor's to doctorate. It also gave me a chance to go on a scientific trip to James Bay, which I will be attending later on this year. And it landed me a spot on Team Quebec, where I'll be representing our province alongside an amazing team at the Canada-wide Science Fair this year in Fredericton.
With the national stage ahead, we asked Mateo how he's preparing for Fredericton and what he hopes to take away from the experience.
Going into this trip to Fredericton, my mindset's all about learning, connecting, and really representing Quebec in what we've got. Above all, I'm really just excited to meet other passionate young innovators from across the country and see what they've created, as well as to share my own work. It's not just about competing, in my opinion. It's about growing, being inspired, seeing how far this kind of innovation can go. As for the robotic hand itself, I plan to keep working on it, see what I can bring to the table, And for sure, I'm going to bring my robot assistant, Pico, on my shoulder, and we're going to tackle this thing together.
And what about the next generation of young inventors listening today? We asked our guest what advice he has for anyone sitting on a bright idea but unsure on where to begin.
Well, I would say that I've been there. And personally, from my experiences, I believe there's no better way to get good at something than to simply start doing it. You don't need to have everything figured out from the start. The most important thing is to dive in, learn as you go, and most importantly, don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that's how real innovation happens. Trust me, I was in your shoes once. What might start as a passion project could take you down a path that changes your lives for the better. Don't be afraid to take the jump. You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, and the world needs more innovators like you guys.
Mateo's journey doesn't stop here, and if you want to follow along, you're in luck. He's already documenting the process online.
I've started a YouTube channel. It's called Mateo Tech Lab, all one word, and that's where I share my process with the world and hopefully inspire some people who are looking for a place to get started. Right now, I'm working on a big video all about Flex, and it's going to be up very soon, actually. I've already posted a little teaser for it on my channel. So make sure to subscribe if you want to be the first one to see it when it comes out.
From an Iron Man-inspired prototype to national science recognition, this student from Champlain College, Mateo, is proof that innovation can begin in your own hands. Quite literally. We'll definitely be cheering for him at the Canada-wide Science Fair in Fredericton, and we'll be watching his next steps closely. For reaching out to the community, I'm Derek Bullard. Stay curious and stay inspired.